As Molly Murphy McGregor recounts it, the origins of National Women's History Month can be traced back to a project done by some of her junior college students in Petaluma in 1977.
Women in my class had done a project. They looked at three different libraries, and of the 3 to 7 books that had anything to do with women, they hadn't been checked out in anywhere from 5 to 15 years. I knew why. We teach what we know. So that's when we went to the Sonoma County Schools and we said, how about a week on the school calendar? You know, you have a week for the Dolphins. How about a week for women? And that's how it all began.
But at that time, the idea of examining the role of women in history was completely foreign, maybe even a little bit radical.
This was 1977 when the ideas about women working outside the home was still kind of questionable. But the reality was that 9 out of 10 girls in California would marry, for sure, those were the statistics, but 9 out of 10 of those married women would also work for a minimum of 35 years outside the home. So the question wasn't whether or not they would work or wouldn't work. The question was, what kind of jobs would they be qualified to do?
Today, McGregor is the executive director and co-founder of the National Women's History Project, which has grown from those tentative beginnings into an internationally recognized and influential entity. The first few years, she recalls, Women's History Week was just a local observation in Sonoma County. Then, in 1979, she carried the concept to a national gathering, the Women's History Institute at Sarah Lawrence College. There, she sought support from the group and their chair, pioneering historian Gerda Lerner.
I'm sitting outside this room, and my knees are knocking, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. And I went in with all of our posters and all of our, and she said, oh, I think this is just great. Yeah, you should definitely do a presentation. So I did a presentation, and from what I remember, it was unanimous. When Gerda writes about this in her books, she said she didn't think we could do it. But they wanted to do it, and they said, hey, Gerda, you told us we're supposed to go forth. And so they did it.
That soon led to a congressional declaration of a National Women's History Week, an important advance, but something that had to be renewed every year.
By 1986, 14 states had declared March, the entire month, as Women's History Month. So we went back to Congress again and we said, instead of Women's History Week, we really like you to do National Women's History Month. It's so much more convenient because there's all sorts of things that happen in March, sometimes Lent, sometimes spring vacation, all of that. And so if it's the entire month of March, it gives people more latitude. And they went for it.
Fast forward, and the local organization that got all this going has created more than 200 multicultural women's history resource materials, trained thousands of teachers, and is now getting more than 1 million visits to their website every year. But despite these considerable accomplishments, McGregor says there is always much more to be done.
It's really still just the beginning. Walk down the street in Sonoma County and ask anybody to name 5 significant women in American history who aren't actresses or athletes. And see what you get. It's changed dramatically, but every training I do, every keynote I do, I know that for most people in the audience, this is brand new information. Question always determines the answer. And asking, well, what were the women doing? It just changes people's perspectives.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.